It is wonderful to be a Christian. And it's a wonderful hymn. Good theology in the hymn as well. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Mark this evening. Mark chapter 16. I'd like to continue our little study from last Sunday morning on Get Ye Up to the Great Men. And we have a number of great men on this banner to my right that are worth noting. And Jeremiah determined, as it reads there in Jeremiah chapter 5, to spend time with great men. And I trust and pray that you and I will do likewise in knowing and reading and meditating upon the lives of these men of God. And also there are some great women of God, of course, that loved God and served him wholeheartedly. Mark chapter 16, let's read verses 14 down to 16, and then we will pray. The Gospel of Mark chapter 16, verses 14 to 16. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Let's bow for prayer. O God, we're so thankful for your precious word, and we are thankful for the opportunity to sing of your praises. So we ask and pray now as we spend these few moments together that you will minister to our hearts, we pray, and enable us to spend time with great men by knowing them and a little bit about them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Last Sunday morning, we introduced you to a man by the name of David Livingstone, there on that far side of the banner, missionary to Africa. And he is certainly a great man of God who was willing to go into the heart of Africa. The missionaries that were ministering there up until his time were basically working on the outskirts, coastal. But this man, David Livingstone, had such a love for the gospel. He was known as an explorer, but he was first and foremost a preacher of the gospel, and he was prepared to go where no white man was prepared to go. And he so loved the people of Africa that the Africans at his death surgically removed his heart and buried it there in Africa. His body was transported back to England, and today it is buried there in Westminster Abbey. He's certainly a great man to be mindful of, a man that had a heart for people. And that's what missions is all about, a heart for people. It's all about souls, is it not? J. Hudson Taylor, on the other far side of our banner, missionary to China. And because of this man, upon his departure, there were no less than 800 missionaries serving the Lord there in China. 800 missionaries caught a vision for the people of China. And what a reward, what a legacy for J. Hudson Taylor as he stepped into eternity, to know there are 800 missionaries carrying the gospel to the far corners of China. And J. Hudson Taylor was a great man of faith. David Livingstone had a heart for people. J. Hudson Taylor was a man of faith that believed that God is able. This evening, I'd like to introduce you to another great man that is there on our little banner, a man by the name of William Carey. William Carey is just to the side of Mr. C.T. Studd and below David Livingstone. Not that he is any lesser. He is a great man of God in his own right. He was a missionary to India. And William Carey was raised in poverty as a job. He was a shoe cobbler. Following his conversion, he grew up in a Baptist church and became a member of a Baptist church in England. And he was born in 1761, went to be with the Lord in 1834. He had a burden for lost people in foreign nations. And how did he gain such a burden? Well, after reading a book on the adventures of James Cook, Captain James Cook, who discovered Australia for Great Britain, that inspired him. And he made a homemade map of the world over which he prayed for the heathen nations of the world. At the age of 30, William Carey was at a meeting of pastors in 1791. And the subject of world evangelism was brought up by William Carey. William Carey simply asked the question, is it our responsibility to reach these foreign nations? Is it our responsibility? After studying that man-made world map of his, he had a burden for lost people, and he asked at this particular meeting of pastors, is it our responsibility? Should it be our responsibility to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, only to be rebuked by a fellow Calvinist pastor who said, if God wants to convert the heathen, he will do it without consulting you and me. But instead of dampening William Carey's heart, it actually put a spark in his soul. He knew that wasn't right. He knew that wasn't right. And this was the very spark that led William Carey to surrender to the mission field of India in order to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He and his wife, 2 years later, 1793, arrived in India. He faced many disappointments and hardships during his ministry, but William Carey determined to keep on keeping on. He lost a 5-year-old son by the name of Peter while trying to reach the Indians for Jesus Christ. And his first wife had to return to England because she became mentally, back in those days, it wasn't mental illness, it was called mental deranged. She became mentally deranged and continued in that state until her death in 1807. And despite much opposition and personal trials, William Carey kept on serving the Lord. He was unstoppable. And William Carey became known as the plodder. The plodder. He said, I can't do much, but I can plod. The plodder. Despite much opposition and personal trials, William Carey kept on serving the Lord, plodding along. And God bless him, he served the Lord faithfully there in India for some 40 years. He plodded, giving the word of God to these dear Indian people, never looking back nor returning for furlough for that whole time. And he was promoted to glory in June 9, 1834. Now, William Carey became known as the father of modern missions, as we know today. In other words, the issue of world evangelism being our mandate from God. See, he took the words of Jesus Christ seriously, there in Mark 16:15, where the Lord Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So William Carey, because of his courage and because of his faith, became known the father of love missions. That is, that the world is our mission field. World evangelism is our mandate. And he was the man that earned the privilege of cementing that fact, that yes, the heathen nations are our responsibility. For Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." William Carey was no dummy. He translated the Bible in over 40 Indian languages and dialects. He was a smart cookie. He wrote grammar books in 8 languages to help with the education of the Indian people. He helped improve agricultural methods of the Indians. He was able to stop much of the evil Hindu practices of that day, such as sacrificing babies to idols. William Carey, the father of modern missions as we know it today. That world evangelism is our mandate from God, and Jesus Christ said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." Gospel. What don't you and I understand about the word go? Go. Gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He believed that the gospel was for the whole world, and it's our responsibility to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he made this famous statement: expect great things from God. And I encourage you to write this down if you're not familiar with this little statement. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. You catch that? Expect great things from God. Expect great things from God, therefore attempt great things for God. See, Carey was a visionary for the glory of God. He did that which nobody else was prepared to do. And as a result, he became the father of modern missions as we know it today, where local churches support and send out missionaries into unevangelized nations of the world. And my friend, God has a plan for each of our lives. And God wants to do something great in and through each of our lives. Are we prepared to dream for the glory of God like William Carey? So William Carey, as he studied and as he noted the different nations of the world that were known to him, he started to get a burden for their souls, and God began to challenge him concerning the need to get the gospel to these people. And praise God, William Carey was prepared to go. In Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. William Carey's great vision was the gospel for all nations of the world. Had a world vision. He believed it was his responsibility to do his part. So when I think of David Livingstone, I think of a man that had a heart for people. When I think of J. Hudson Taylor, I think of a man of faith. And when I think of William Carey, I think of a man that was a visionary. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. The next one that I'd like to point out this evening is a man by the name of Adoniram Judson. Adoniram Judson. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, Let's note verse number 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And Nara Judson was born August 1788. Now, you need to remember that, 1788. Australia was colonized in January 1788. He was born in August 1788, and he went to be with the Lord in the month of April 1850. Adnar Judson was a missionary to Burma, or modern-day Myanmar. And Mr. Judson was known as the father of American missions. He was the first foreign missionary sent out of the United States of America. Now, it's interesting to note that Adnan Judson initially was on his way to India to work with, you guessed it, William Carey in 1812. But he was not permitted to remain in India. So he went on to Burma, or modern-day Myanmar, and he arrived in the harbour of Rangoon in July 1813. So one closed door was an open door into God's perfect will for Mr. Judson. He thought he was going to India to work with William Carey, but God knew better. And God sent him on to Burma to preach the gospel. So, beloved, don't be disheartened with a closed door, for with it there could be the narrowing of the way to the opening of an open door. See, when you face closed doors, it seems like what God does, he just narrows the pathway and leads us to that open door of his perfect will. And Adnar Judson left America as a Congregationalist. But as he sailed on that long journey on his way to India, he had plenty of time to read his Bible. And as he read his Bible thoroughly, he came under the conviction of believers' baptism by immersion. See, Congregationalists are baby sprinklers. And as he read his Bible, he came under the conviction that baptism is for saved people, and baptism pictures the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. So when a person gets baptized, they get baptized by immersion. And he came under that conviction on his way to India, which ultimately landed him in Burma. So as a result, he became a Baptist in doctrine, but lost a lot of his support because of that. But God took care of him as he stood upon Bible truth. He was a faithful man of God that endured much suffering. Note here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we are exhorted to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God calls for endurance. God calls for perseverance. God calls for faithfulness. My beloved brethren, we need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Adnan Judson was a man that was always abounding in the work of the Lord. He was a faithful man of God who endured much suffering and yet saw very little results in his day as he ministered to the Burmese people. When he arrived in Burma, as far as he knew, he did not know of one saved person in all of Burma, according to his personal knowledge. He had no knowledge. He did not come across. He hadn't heard of even one saved individual in Burma. In his third year of serving, his wife Anne had a baby boy by the name of Roger. The baby died 8 months later. After 6 years, Judson led his first convert to Jesus Christ. 6 years. Not long after, he led two more people to Christ. He was able to baptize them, and he had three baptized converts within the first 6-7 years of his ministry. And as war broke out between England and Burma, he was taken as an Englishman. How anybody could take an Englishman for... He was taken as an Englishman, not as an American. And as a result, he was put in prison for 2 years. There he was tortured and he almost starved to death. He was severely debilitated in health from that experience. And because of this war that broke out, the hearts of the Burmese people began to soften and became a little bit more receptive to the gospel. And Judson wasn't an idle individual. He would travel different places preaching the gospel. Though he saw very little results, he was steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And while Mr. Judson was traveling on one of his missionary trips, he received a letter that his daughter Maria was sick. And as he read on, he read that his wife Anne had died. And upon returning home to collect his sick daughter, only to have her die 6 months later. In spite of all this, he remained faithful in preaching the gospel there in Burma. Even though little results, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Beloved, that's where we need to rest. This is where we need to stand. We need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And now Judson had his own loved ones step into eternity. And yet he continued to serve God. And despite all the little results, he continued to serve God. Mr. Judson remarried again, only to have his second wife die on him as well. And while on a ship returning to America for the first time, after 30 years of faithful service, he died at sea on his way back to America and was buried in the Indian Ocean. Anara Judson translated the Bible into the Burmese language as he carried out his missionary work. It took him 18 years to complete that translation. And that translation is still used today. It's a good translation. It's based upon the right text of the Hebrew and Greek. What can we learn from this man? He endured much suffering for the sake of the gospel. He remained faithful. Finally, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is Adoniram Judson. A faithful man, he endured much suffering for the sake of the gospel. He saw so few saved and baptized in his ministry, and he experienced such heartache and pain and suffering on a personal level and on a physical level, yet he remained faithful for the glory of God. He endured so much, and yet he continued to serve God faithfully. He faithfully served. He faithfully sowed the seed of the gospel. And my Bible gives us
a promise there in Psalm 126, please. Turn to Psalm 126. Note there in verse number 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And Anna Judson faithfully served his God in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, even though it seemed like to little avail. He continued to serve. After his death, a survey was conducted by the government, and they estimated that there were about 210,000 Christians in Burma after his death. And it was estimated that 1 in 58 of those Christians made some reference to Adoniram Judson. 1 in 58. So he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. See, back in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And may we take comfort in that very fact, that every word that you speak for the glory of God will produce fruit in God's time. Every tract that you give out will produce fruit in God's time. Adoniram Judson just believed the promises of God, and he was steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and it was upon his death that the harvest was revealed, the fruit of his ministry.
I guess that's why Galatians chapter 6 teaches us that we're not to be weary in well-doing. We will reap if we faint not.
And 1 Corinthians 4:2 tells us, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Peter 4:16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. And Adoniram Judson suffered as a Christian. This first missionary that left the soils of America, he suffered physically and personally for the sake of the gospel.
And in 1 Corinthians 16:9 it reads, for a great door and effectual is open unto you, and there are many adversaries. And certainly Mr. Judson faced many adversaries, but he was faithful. What a wonderful man of God. When I think of Mr. Judson, I think of faithfulness, endurance. Beloved, listen to me carefully this evening. This is not the time to quit.
Amen.
Amen. This is not the time to quit. We need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because people are in need of hope, people are in need of assurance, people are fearful. The only hope and answer is Jesus Christ. And we need to deliver that message unashamedly until he returns, and be prepared to suffer for the sake of Jesus Christ. That was Mr. Judson. What a wonderful man of God. A faithful man of God. There's some great men on this banner. I'm telling you, these are the greats of the great. And if I can exhort you to invest in biographies, I thank God that while we were in Bible college as part of our missions subject, we were made to read these biographies, and I thank God for that. And in our little bookstore here, we have a number of biographies of some of these men, these great men. This is not the only great men, but this is just some. So when I think of Mr. Livingston, I think of a man that had a heart for people. When I think of Mr. J. Hudson Taylor, I think of a man of great faith. When I think of William Carey, I think of a man that had a vision in reaching the world for Jesus Christ. When I think of Adoniram Judson, I think of a man that was faithful. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. So God just wants you and I to be faithful. We'll talk about Mr. C.T. Studd another time. But for now, there's a few more great men for you and I, that we might learn from their lives, be inspired to keep on keeping on until Jesus comes. To have a heart for people, to walk by faith, to be a visionary and expect God to do great things, so therefore I'm going to attempt some great things for God. And to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Can you just imagine Mr. Judson when he heard the news from Glory doing backflips? Said, I knew it, my time was not wasted. My time was not wasted, thank you, God. Oh, what a sight that would be. May God help us to be faithful. Let's bow for prayer.